Pasuk Vav. Page 8, Pasuk Vav. Atera Isha, the woman saw, Ki toive eitz lamachal, the tree was good to eat, Chitava hu la'anayim, it is desirable to the eyes, V'nechmad, ma ze nechmad? Ah, ta nechmad. Precious, nechmad eitz lahaskil, it'll make her wise, batikach mepiryoi, she took from its fruit, and the Zohar said it was an esfik tree, therefore we take an esfik right after Yom Kippur. Vatoichal, she ate, vatiten gam leisha ima, and she also gave to the husband with her, vayoichal, he also ate. Why did she give her husband? Now, Adam and Chava are only two people on the face of the earth, right? Why did she give her husband? Look at Rashi, vatiten gam leisha, Marty, can you read that Rashi? Vatiten gam leisha, see my finger? Yeah, left? Yeah, yeah. Why did she give to her husband? Go ahead. Atitain, and she gave gam le'isha also to her hubby. Le'isha means to her hubby. Vatitain, she gave gam also le'isha to her hubby. Why did she give to her husband? Why? Say what? And he will marry somebody else. Who's the competition? Who's the competition? If they're the only people on the face of the earth, who's the competition? So the Rambam Pernavochim Perik Science says, right, that what? That they were a competition. There were cave chicks around. They were cave chicks. So she was afraid of competition, David. She couldn't stand the fact that what? She would die and hubby would what? Make off with a cave chick. So therefore she had to poison him as well. She couldn't stand the fact that he would what? Marry somebody else. So you have Rashi agreeing with Rambam that there were other humanoid creatures roaming the earth at that time.
I have a question.
The only thing that made Adam and Chava unique, they were the only creatures to have a godly soul. But the Rambam and Perik Zion and Myrna Vuchim says they were humanoid creatures, looked human, but they didn't have a godly soul. And Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, I told you on a Shabbos night here, said, if you meet a Hitler or a Stalin, a human monster, they are the offspring of Adam and these cave women. Rav Soloveitchik said that in a shir on a Shabbos night in Boston. If you meet a human monster, they are the offspring of Adam and one of these cave women,
I seem to
or Cro-Magno woman.
No, I have a question before that.
Yeah?
A short question. He said that he was kicked from the face of earth. Where?
He was kicked out of God's presence, that God removed his tailor of him from him.
So it's the face of earth. So
where is he going? He has to be a roamer. He has to be the wandering Jew, but he wasn't Jewish.
Basically, we went down where Africa is.
He kept one. He couldn't stay two places, two nights in the same place.
Below the equator.
Ervin. Well, see, this amazing Gemara in Ervin. Ervin 18. Is there any Ervins over here? Gabriel. Ervins. Amazing. Vora, how'd you find it?
So
amazing.
Ervin,
page 18. Ervin, page 18b. 18b2. Marty, you got to read this Gemara, Harold. It's incredible.
Where in the page?
18b2. Yudches Amit Bet. 18b2. On the left side, the text says that after 130 years, Adam came back to Chava and he gave birth to a child like his Tzelem Elohim, implying that for 130 years, when Adam was not with Chava, he was giving birth to children not with the Tzelem Elohim. Because it says only after 130 years did he give birth to a child, Kidmuso Kitzalmo, implying, Marty, that up until 130 years, he had a lover's quarrel, and he left Chava and he went to the cave chick discotheque, and only then, and after 130 years, now look at this incredible Gemara 18b2 on the left side. You have it? Where it says the Gemara continues. Marty, you with me? The Gemara continues, or you don't have that?
I have 18b2. I don't know where you're going.
The Gemara continues. Where it says the Gemara continues on the left side.
Okay, yes.
You with me on this or not? You want to read that, Marty? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar.
Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Kol osan hashanim shehaya adam harishon b'nidui. During all those years,
130 years,
the man was under a ban for having eaten from the
She kicked him out. You blame her?
Kolin ruchin reshidin velilin. He fathered evil spirits, demons, and liliths.
How do we know that?
What
are you saying? How do we know that? Shenemar, no Shenemar. Harold, you don't have the Gemara. There's no more. There's no more. So why don't you give it to him, please? 1 second, Harold has to see it inside. 1 second. Please, 1 second.
Can I get one down here?
Yeah, can send one down? Send one down, please. 18b2. Where it's, you have it? Which says, the Gemara continues. You see, I'm pointing with my finger. The Gemara continues. Which says, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar said, can start again, Harold. I mean, Marty. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar.
Kol osen hashanim shehaya adam harishon b'nidui oled ruchin v'shidin v'lilin v'yechi adam shloshim u'mea shana v'yom shenemar, as it said, v'yechi adam shloshim u'mea shana v'yoled v'mosa b'tzal.
It says after 130 years he finally gave birth to a child b'dmusa k'tzalmo. In applying miklal da'ada itna, during the entire 130 years when he was separated from Chava, Lav Kitzalmoy Oilid. He was giving birth to what?
Greeks.
To children, but without the Tzelem Elohim. Wow. Says Rambam, he was giving birth to what? Cro-Magnon, Neanderthal. Only after 130 years, when he came back to Chava, did he give birth to a child, Kitzalmo? What does Tzalmo mean? With the Tzelem Elohim. But over 130 years, when he was left Chava, he was having a one-night stance with these cave chicks. Now, the Rambam didn't believe in any Shadim, so the Rambam learns this Gemara in Mor Nevuchim Perik Zion as meaning cavemen. He says, Hanoshim Kemo HaKofim. Anoshim kemo akofim. What does that mean?
Like
people like monkeys. They looked human, but they did not possess the Tzelem Elohim. Because Rambam didn't believe in Shadin. That's how he learns this Gemara. What?